WILS.com. Jason Mancham is the Enbridge Oil Company spokesperson. He's been living and working in Marshall, Michigan since October 2010, and he's on the other end of our line. Jason, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, thanks for being on the program. The Canadian operator of an oil pipeline that ruptured in southwestern Michigan a couple of years ago, causing the most expensive onshore spill in U.S. history, failed to deal adequately with structural problems detected years ago and to respond appropriately to the catastrophe. And this is according to a report by the National Transportation Safety Board in a report that was released yesterday. As a matter of fact, Enbridge's handling of the rupture makes you think you can't think of anything other than the Keystone Cops. That's according to National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Deborah Herzman. Boy, that's tough medicine to swallow, Jason. What's your response to that?
You know, we've been working collaboratively with the NTSB since the investigation began nearly 2 years ago. And there are lots of lessons involved from this report. There is nothing surprising or new from that hearing that emerged. Again, this has been an investigation that we have been a part of since the onset.
Well, I think the report really focuses on the fact that Enbridge knew about the problems with their pipeline and didn't correct them when they had the opportunity, which would have avoided the spill. Do you agree with that?
Well, I believe that this is a series of incidents that resulted in the overall accident happening here near Marshall. There is a mischaracterization of the defect in the pipe. There is also an honest misunderstanding in our control room as to what the problem was. There is a misunderstanding that with the 911 operator and firefighters and thinking it was perhaps gasoline and not that they were smelling oil or that it was coming from us. The fact that the accident occurred as we were shutting the pipeline down on that afternoon. There was a whole series of events that resulted in the accident. It just wasn't one item based on one simple characterization, unfortunately.
Where are we with the restoration and cleanup of the Kalamazoo River?
Well, as you know, cleanup has been ongoing for nearly 2 years now. Last month, the two local health departments, in collaboration with the U.S. EPA, opened up the entire stretch of the Kalamazoo River for recreational use. So anything that you could do before our accident, you can now do. And for the last 3 weeks, we've had many people in the area take to the waters for swimming, fishing, boating, etc.
Where are we with final cleanup? When will that be done?
That's a great question because, as I said, with the river open, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're done. We're just in a different phase now of cleanup. You know, for the past 2 years, working under the direction of the US EPA, our focus has been on oil removal. The vast majority of the oil is now removed from the system. So the EPA is beginning transition plans to go to the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. They will be the lead regulator on this project moving forward. And at that time, we'll work with them on more long-term restoration. So our commitment to the greater Calhoun, Kalamazoo County areas remains. We will be here long-term working with the DEQ on restoration. And currently, today, in the river, there are just a few areas that are restricted use. They're buoyed off for some ongoing cleanup activities. And instead of aggressively removing oil like we did in 2010, 2011, we are in a much more passive approach, letting the river bring any sediment with remaining oil to us in natural collection points on the river. And those are the sections that we've buoyed off so that, you know, the remaining oil can come to us. We'll remove it at that time. And then, you know, the public can then recreate in the water at the same time.
So, Jason, when will you get to go home? When do you think your job will be done?
Well, funny you say that. I am a Michigan resident, and I am permanently based here in Michigan, not only working in the community of Marshall and Battle Creek, but also throughout the state of Michigan. So, you know, my presence here is long-term, but we also have a team of folks from our environment side, land agents, who work with people who have property along the right-of-way of our lines. And we'll be here long-term. Many people don't know that Enbridge has had a presence in Marshall for the last 40 years, and we'll continue to have a presence here for the next 40 or more.
All right, Jason, before I let you go, Enbridge is interested in another oil pipeline through the state of Michigan. Tell us what you can about that.
Absolutely. Line 6B, which is the line that ruptured near Marshall in 2010, basically runs from Griffith, Indiana, into Sarnia, Ontario. So it's roughly 300 miles long, and we have plans right now that would eventually replace that entire 300-mile stretch. And it'll be done in two phases. The first has already been approved by the Michigan PSC, and that first phase construction will begin later this month in July, and it will wrap by the fall season. That will replace 75 miles of Line 6B. The biggest area in Lansing would begin in Stockbridge, Michigan, and run all the way to Ortonville, which is about a 50-mile stretch. That construction, like I said, has been approved, and we're moving forward. Now, next year in 2013, we are awaiting approval from Michigan PSC to replace the remaining segments of the line, everything that's not being replaced this year. Now, we hope to get approval by that either at the end of 2012 or the beginning of next year. And if we do, then construction could begin next spring, and then that would be completed by the fall of 2013. And again, it would be essentially replacing the entire line. The line will be twice as thick as the existing line. It'll be a little bit deeper. And really, at the end of the day, one of the key characteristics of this will be to meet customer demand. We serve many refineries in the Midwest, including in Detroit, and they are telling us that they need more product shipped through our line. And the only way to meet that capacity is to create this new line. When that is completed, the existing Line 6B will be deactivated, which means it'll be left in place, but the oil will be purged out of the line. It'll keep its cathodic protection on the line, and then it'll be filled with a nitrogen gas and then monitored for years to come. So the new line will just sit adjacent to the existing line that will be deactivated.
Are you afraid of the negative feedback that you're going to receive because of the incident on the Kalamazoo River?
No, you know, this is a great learning opportunity for us. You know, we've always felt we're an organization with a great track record in safety. But when you have an accident like this, you have to step back and review every operational and procedural policy and procedure that you have. And we've done that. We're making changes and improvements. You know, the technology on the line, the new line will be improved. I mean, the existing line was put in operation in 1969, and clearly technologies have changed since then. And so, you know, we're doing everything that we possibly can to prevent another Marshall, Michigan from happening in the future.
All right, Jason Mansham is with the Enbridge Oil Company. Jason, I know we've asked you a lot of tough questions. We appreciate your candor. Thank you so much, sir.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great day.
8:57, 65 degrees on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.